Kenneth Jernigan, teacher, writer, and administrator. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Kenneth and Mary Ellen Jernigan. Kenneth Jernigan was a leader in the National Federation of the Blind for more than 46 years. He was president, with one brief interruption, from 1968 until July of 1986. Even after Jernigan ceased to be president of the Federation, he continued as one of its principal leaders until his death on October 12, 1998. He was loved and respected by tens of thousands, members and non-members of the Federation, both blind and sighted. Born in 1926, Kenneth Jernigan grew up on a farm in central Tennessee. He received his elementary and secondary education at the School for the Blind in Nashville. After high school, Jernigan managed a furniture shop in Beech Grove, Tennessee, making all the furniture and operating the business. In the fall of 1945, Jernigan matriculated at Tennessee Technological University in Cookeville. Active in campus affairs from the outset, he was soon elected to office in his class and to important positions in other student organizations. Jernigan graduated with honors in 1948 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Social Science. In 1949, he received a master's degree in English from Peabody College in Nashville, where he subsequently completed additional graduate study. While at Peabody, he was a staff writer for the school newspaper, co-founder of an independent literary magazine, and member of the Writers Club. In 1949, he received the Captain Charles W. Brown Award, at that time presented annually by the American Foundation for the Blind to the nation's outstanding blind student. Jernigan then spent 4 years as a teacher of English at the Tennessee School for the Blind. During this period, he became active in the Tennessee Association of the Blind, now the National Federation of the Blind of Tennessee. He was elected to the vice presidency of the organization in 1950 and to the presidency in 1951. In that position, he planned the 1952 annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind, which was held in Nashville, and he then planned every NFB national convention through 1998. In 1952, Jernigan was first elected to the NFB Board of Directors, and in 1953, he was appointed to the faculty of the California Orientation Center for the Blind in Oakland, where he played a major role in developing the best program of its kind then in existence. From 1958 until 1978, he served as director of the Iowa State Commission for the Blind. In this capacity, he was responsible for administering state rehabilitation programs, home teaching, home industries, an orientation and adjustment center, and library services for the blind and physically handicapped. The improvements made in services to the blind of Iowa under the Jernigan administration have never before or since been equaled anywhere in the country. In 1960, the Federation presented Jernigan with its Newell Perry Award for Outstanding Accomplishment in Services for the Blind. In 1968, he was given a special citation by the President of the United States. Harold Russell, the chairman of the President's Committee on Employment of the Handicapped, came to Des Moines to present the award. He said, "If a person must be blind, it is better to be blind in Iowa than anywhere else in the nation or in the world." This statement, the citation went on to say, sums up the story of the Iowa Commission for the Blind during the Jernigan years, and more pertinently, of its director, Kenneth Jernigan. That narrative is much more than a success story. It is the story of high aspiration magnificently accomplished, of an impossible dream become reality. Jernigan received too many honors and awards to enumerate individually, including honorary doctorates from 4 institutions of higher education. He was also asked to serve as a special consultant to or member of numerous boards and advisory bodies. The most notable among these are member of the National Advisory Committee on Services for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, appointed in 1972 by the Secretary of the Department of Health, Education and Welfare. Special consultant on services for the blind, appointed in 1975 by the Federal Commissioner of Rehabilitation. Advisor on museum programs for blind visitors to the Smithsonian Institution, appointed in 1975. Special Advisor to the White House Conference on Library and Information Services, appointed in 1977 by President Gerald Ford. In July of 1990, Jernigan received an award for distinguished service from the President of the United States. To date, he has been the only person ever to be invited to deliver keynote addresses to the primary gatherings of the 2 worldwide blindness organizations in a single year. The 4th quadrennial meeting of the World Blind Union in August 1996 and the annual meeting of the International Council for the Education of the Visually Impaired in spring 1997. In 1998, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, the first ever International Leadership Award from the American Foundation for the Blind, and the Canadian National Institute for the Blind's Winston Gordon Award for his leadership in establishing Newsline for the Blind. Kenneth Jernigan's writings and speeches on blindness are better known and have touched the lives of more blind people than those of any other person writing today. From 1991 until his death, he edited the NFB's immensely popular series of paperbacks known as the Colonel Books. On July 23, 1975, he spoke before the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and his address was broadcast live throughout the nation on National Public Radio. Through the years, he appeared repeatedly on network radio and television interview programs. In 1978, Jernigan moved to Baltimore to become executive director of the American Brotherhood for the Blind, now the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, and director of the National Center for the Blind. As president of the National Federation of the Blind at that time, he led the organization through the most impressive period of growth in its history to date. The creation and development of the National Center for the Blind and the NFB's expansion into its position today as the most influential voice and force in the affairs of the blind stand as the culmination of Kenneth Jernigan's life work and a tribute to his brilliance and commitment to the blind of this nation. From 1987 to 1997, he played an active role internationally as president of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. He traveled widely and spoke frequently before international groups about blindness and the NFB's positive philosophy that changes lives and society. Jernigan's dynamic wife, Mary Ellen, remains an active member of the Federation. Although sighted, she works with dedication in the movement and is known and loved by thousands of Federationists throughout the country. Speaking at a convention of the National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan said of the organization and its philosophy, and also of his own philosophy,
"As we look ahead, the world holds more hope than gloom for us. And best of all, the future is in our own hands. For the first time in history, we can be our own masters and do with our lives what we will. And the sighted, as they learn who we are and what we are, can and will work with us as equals and partners. In other words, we are capable of full membership in society. The sighted are capable of accepting us as such, and for the most part, they want to. We want no Uncle Toms, no sellouts, no apologists, no rationalizers. But we also want no militant hellraisers or unbudging radicals. One will hurt our cause as much as the other. We must win true equality in society, but we must not dehumanize ourselves in the process, and we must not forget the graces and amenities, the compassions and courtesies which comprise civilization itself and distinguish people from animals and life from existence. Let people call us what they will and say what they please about our motives and our movement. There is only one way for the blind to achieve first-class citizenship and true equality. It must be done through collective action and concerted effort, and that means the National Federation of the Blind." There is no other way. And those who say otherwise are either uninformed or unwilling to face the facts. We are the strongest force in the affairs of the blind today, and we are only at the threshold. We must operate from a base of power, yes, but we must also recognize the responsibilities of power and the fact that we must build a world that is worth living in when the war is over, and for that matter, while we're fighting it. In short, we must use both love and a club, and we must have sense enough to know when to do which. Long on compassion, short on hatred, and above all, not using our philosophy as a cop-out for cowardice or inaction or rationalization. We know who we are and what we must do, and we will never go back. The public is not against us. Our determination proclaims it. Our gains confirm it. Our humanity demands it